Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone. It's your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome back to our Tuesday Tips. We have been covering my four pillars of success. This is a program that I have been training for the past 25 years, and it is the foundational piece of which all things are built upon. At least it has been for me. I have taught this for 25 plus years, and I have had thousands of people share that it has been their foundation as well and has served them extremely well also. So far, we have covered focus and how important focus is. And we've talked about commitment and how important commitment is. There aren't any one of these that are more important than the other. They're four cornerstones. That's what builds a foundation. If one of them is really weak, then your foundation is going to become really weak as well. So the third one is consistency. Now, consistency isn't always the fun one. Consistency is the one that is often referred to mundane tasks, which you do over and over again. The excitement about this, though, is you learn to be consistent in your efforts and your endeavors that you will become more efficient. You will be able to get more done. And this really makes it exciting. So being consistent, there are several different areas in which this shows up. The first one that I'm going to share with you is the one that I have been really successful with for the past 30 plus years, and that is being consistent in my day batching. Now, a lot of people talk about time batching and blocking, but it's also day batching. Like, for example, I always record all of my podcast episodes on Tuesdays. I used to offer people several times throughout the week, and then I found myself having big empty holes in my calendar where I didn't schedule anything else, and it wasn't creating efficiency. Once I started only offering Tuesdays, I could fill Tuesdays up. And then if there was the occasional outlier that had to have it on a different day, and I really wanted that person on my show, then I could accommodate. But I will say to you that in 5 years of doing this, I've only had to do that about five times. So people will fall in line with what you are offering if you are consistent in that offering and if you are committed to that offering. So I always had a set schedule of what I did on Mondays, what I did on Tuesdays, what I did on Wednesdays, and so on. For many, many years, even including really today, I have kept Wednesday fairly light so that if I had an emergency meeting, I would have room to fit that in. If I wanted to have a random luncheon date with one of my friends, then I would be able to do that. If I needed just a break in the middle of the week, I would have a lighter schedule because I hit it hard on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. That's how I've always worked, and I've tried to keep Friday with zero appointments. Friday, typically when I was speaking, when we didn't have a quarantine and a pandemic that we were dealing with, Friday often was my travel day. But even as I've been home, I've tried not to schedule any meetings so that I can get caught up on projects. And it is a catch-up day for me. Interesting enough, when I was on the road, Saturday was typically a speaking day, Friday would be a travel day, and I would actually work on those projects either on the plane or when I got to my hotel room. So things really haven't changed very much in that regard. When you know exactly what your schedule is, just individual days, This is when I work on this. You will wake up with purpose. You will wake up with intention. When your feet hit the ground, you know exactly what your day looks like, what to expect. Yes, you're always going to have random things that are going to get thrown in, but if you at least have a plan of action, you are going to be more productive. As you continue in this consistency, you're going to become more efficient, build really great habit patterns, and you're going to be able to get more work done in a shorter span of time, which is pretty exciting. So that is one area of commitment. The other thing that I've been committed to or that helps with this is a color coding system. This is how I like to work with my different clients. Everything that I have for that client is color coordinated in a binder that I might have where I keep all of their materials, a folder of current things that I might be working on, a notebook of which I take notes of our meetings so that I know that this client is blue and everything that I have in regards to them is blue and so on. Oftentimes I'll try to pick a color that coordinates with the company's logo or brand. And then that way, mentally, it's just really easy for me to locate exactly what I need as I'm preparing for a project or a meeting or whatever the case may be. This has always been extremely helpful. I've also color coordinated things depending on tasks. So if you don't have particular clients that you're working with and you're building your business right now and you have different tasks that you want to work on, color coordinate them so that if you need to find your material, you can find it quickly. This is really going to go more into our last category, which is organization, but the two do go hand in hand. We'll touch more on that in our next Tuesday tip. So let's think about some other areas in which you can be consistent and where it will really show up for you. Social media, absolutely. Now, I encouraged you to stick with one platform at least to get started. So in many cases, for me, I've had my primary platform and then I'll add a secondary one. I will work really hard and diligent at that one and then I might add a third platform. So there's still my main platform, my secondary one, my third one, and that's how I have a tendency to operate. Where you can be really efficient is when you are able to put the same post on all three platforms or a version of that. That's going to be extremely helpful for you. So think about that when you are being consistent. It's about those showing up consistently, whether that is posting every single day, whether that is going live. Start going live at a particular time so people start to know and can count on it. You will start to have more people show up live, and take Facebook, for example, they will push it out to more people as they know you've got more people that are jumping on live. Going live is tremendous. I was hesitant at first. I don't know why. I just was. And then the proof was in the pudding, guys, because if you reach 800 people, you'll reach 2,400 people if you go live. So you really need to make that a part of what you do and be consistent in the day and the time that you choose to go live. During the pandemic, I decided to do something new, and I already had a pretty good following, but I started going live Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the first couple of times I did it, there was 200-300 people there live with us. Then it was 500. And now on any given night, on a Tuesday night, we will have upwards of 3,000 people that tune in on a Tuesday night. And that has been just since July. So I want to encourage you to be consistent. If you have a private group on Facebook for a particular niche or an area of the business that you're trying to develop, then definitely you want to create consistency in there as well. Same holds true if you have a paid membership. So these are all areas of where you're going to want to be consistent. Be consistent also in your things to do. One of the programs that I teach, and we're going to go into this in more detail later, is the Power Hour system. I probably will touch a little bit more on it in our next segment, which is called Organization, but it is a way that I have income-producing activities that get the majority of my attention more than anything else. It is really easy to get sidetracked and waste a lot of time on things that are not income-producing and that use up valuable time of yours. So I would really encourage you to identify your four income-producing activities and make sure that they are getting your scheduled time and your consistent endeavors above any and all others. So that is just a few tips on consistency. There's so much in this area, but it is up to you to create that schedule. That's one of the things that I find in people being self-employed is that they just don't have a schedule or a plan of action to go with that schedule. That's what consistency is, folks. And when you start to master that, you are going to be more efficient. You are going to get more done. You will be more productive. And at the end of the day, you will get more results. We'll see you next time when we talk about organization.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.